Mishnah Chaf Amabez, beginning of the new parak. Mishamar Reni Nozer, Mishamar Chaver Bomer Vani. So Reuven, for example, said, I'm a Nozer. And the second one said, Shimon said, Vani, and I. Vani, and then another one, Levi said, Vani. So Kulam and Nazirim, they're all Nazirim. So Hutar Rishon, Hutar Kulam. If the first one was Matzer, his Netter, so since it works with the process of Hatfasa, and since being Matzer Netter works with Mafreya, is if he never made a Netter, so the second one said, I'm the same as him. Well, he's not a Nazir, so you're not a Nazir either. So Hutar Kulam, they all become Mutar. Please, to me. Please. Please be quiet. However, if you're mata the last one, so the last one is mutter, but it doesn't affect the other ones. Now the more is to bring a brisa, the more is to bring a question. This vani vani that we're doing over here, is it that Reuven says he's in the Nazir, Shimon says I'm the same as Reuven, and Levi says I'm the same as Shimon, and Levi says I'm the same as Reuven. So let's say Shimon was matar his netter. So what's the status of Levi? So Reuven still, if Shimon is being matvis in Reuven, Reuven's still a Nazir. If Shimon's being matvis in if Levi's being matvis in Reuven, Reuven's still a Nazir. If Levi's being matvis in Shimon, Shimon's not a Nazir anymore. Okay, Omar Reini Nazir, Shemach Berav Omar P Kafiv B'Sari Kesaroi Reza Nazir. That's also a form of being Mekabel Naziris. My mouth is limited like his mouth. My hair is like his hair. The Gemara is going to challenge that, etc. We'll see. Hareni Nazir Bishama Ishta Amra Vani. So the husband undertook to be a Nazir, and the wife said, I'm also going to be a Nazir. So Mefer Es Shaloh Bishaloi Kayim. So the husband can be made for his wife's netter. That doesn't affect his netter. He's the fact that he's saying she not doesn't mean that he can't be yes. Which that lekar seems to be, that case seems to be simple. However, the point is here that the opposite case is Hareni Nazira. If the woman undertook to be a Nazir, and then the husband said, I also want to be based on her, I want to be like her, so that's a Kiyum. Once he's Mekayim, he can't be Mefer. By saying, I want to be like her, he's saying, I'm accepting the fact that she's a Nazira, and I want to be as well. So the Baal can't be Mefer. Hareini Nazir Va'at, the husband says, I'm a Nazir and you also, he's saying to his wife, Vamra Amen. So Mefer Es Shaloh, B'Shaloh Kayim. Hareini Nazir Va'atah, Vamra Amen, Ena Yachal Lahafer. So the Amen is an act of being Makabal, the statement. So the husband said, I'm a Nazir, what about you? What do you want? She says she wants it. And then afterwards he decides to be Mefer, can be Mefer. But all the way around, he's accepted her Naziris by saying, I want to be like you. Okay. Zuck the Rosh. Mishamar Reini Nazir, Vani, and then a third one heard and also said Vani, Kul Nazirim. Hutar Ho'echad, Ayyadei Chacham, the first one was Matar, his netter. Kul Nazir, Mutarim, Shekulam Tzuyim Boy, because they're being Matvis in him. Hareini Nazir, B'Shama Ishtar, B'Amra Vani, Mefer Law, B'Shalakayim, Shein Nizroi, Toli B'Nizra, Shunasit, B'Tchila, so his Nazir is not dependent upon hers. But Reini Nazir B'Shem Bala B'Amr Vani Eino Yechal Lafer Lo Shem Hoye Mefer Shelo Rei Hoye Nizrei Batal Ke Tinanya B'Reish Pirkan Hutzer Rishon Hutzer Kulam Ksiv Lo Yachal D'Varoi Hu Eino Mechal La'atzmai. So the Gemara is going to say that The Gemara discusses, does it work out as a kiyum issue? Does it work as... Or does it work with a new swara that he has, this would empower him to remove his own letter, which he doesn't have the power to do that. Hereini nazir va'atz v'amra amein. Sharlosa imgame hi tirtza liyos nazira. He's asking her. V'amra amein, she says yes. She wants. By saying amein, she's saying she wants. Samei for shalom v'shalakayim zayin nizroi toli ben nizra. Because his is independent of hers. Hereini nazira v'atzor. She's a nazira. And Sharlosa imgame hu tirtza liyos nazir. So the question isn't just, do you want to be a nazir? And the main is not just, I want to be a nazir, I want to be a nazir like you. So it's a form of hatfasa. Something more, Yosef Rishlakash Kameh, your Behuda Nasiya. Now, Behuda Nasiya, throughout Shas, usually means not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but rather Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's descendant, who is known as Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, to differentiate between him and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. But over here, actually, it means Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. It means Rebbe, because that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya lived multiple generations after Rish Lakish. But Lashon Nasir is different than the rest of Shas, so. So Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, "V'hushe tvisu kulam b'sayach k'day dibur." So assuming that they're all being matvis in Reuven, so Reuven says I'm a nazir, and Shimon says Vani, and Levi says Vani. So this that the Vani is considered a valid hatfasa, it's only in conjunction with that they were it took place k'day dibur. So Reuben says, I'm a Nazir, already Nazir, and Shimon says 3 hours later, Vani, that means nothing. That's not a Kabbalah, because there's no indication what he's referring to. So the time limit is technically deeper.
So if it's a more explicit, clearer statement, then you wouldn't have this technically deeper.
Correct. That's the assumption of most of the Rishonim. As a matter of fact, even Vani Kamoicha, most of Sharma hold, but not need Tekhle Dibur. Because Kamoicha, even though Kamoicha, I can mean that I'm, you know, what's unique about Reuben right now is that he's a Nazir, that's enough to say I meant like that. But just Vani has no understanding. It's a best, it's a Yashad and Machiach, which would not be a valid Yad, unless it's Tekhle Dibur. Okay, Mekam Techle Dibur Kdeshilas Shalom, Mekam Kdeshilas Shalom Kdeshilomer Shalom Tam of the Rab. So Shalom Alech Rabbi Amari is Techle Dibur. Okay, so that's four words. So theoretically, Reuben can be undertake to be a Nazir. And then Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar could all say Vani in the time frame, but Zvulun already would be too late if they're saying one after the other. Levi says Vani, and then Shimon says Vani, and Levi says Vani, and then Yehuda says Vani, and then Yisachar says Vani. So they all got it in with under the time limit. Yisachar says Vani, it's too late. Again, Reish Lakish is assuming they're all being matzvahs back in Reuven, not the one before that. Okay. If they are, then there's no each one needs to take a dibur with the last one. Okay, Amalei, so Rebbe said back to Reish Lakish, "Tuv lo shavakta Rav kol atamido. You haven't given the." Let's use the word purpose for now, but that's not a good way of saying it. The purpose of the Council of Techle Dibur, according to the Ben Otam, for example, is that Chazal instituted a concept of Teichel Dibur because of a scenario where the person's about to transact something and his Rebbe walks by and he feels obligated to greet his Rebbe and he turns back to the transaction and says, oh, it's too late, sorry, time's up. So we instituted this concept. We have a few moments to do the correct Erech Eretz of addressing the Rebbe and then going back to the transaction and correcting the transaction. So if that's true, by saying you got to get it in within that time frame, so the Talmud, Reuven says, Haredi Nozer, and just then the Rebbe walks by, Shimon says, Shalmech Rabbi Murray, Vani, too late. So that's not right. So as long as you say it, the Vani immediately after Teichel Dibur would also work. So then even that's not, even the Rebbe's not there, it's also going to work. So you can get not just four people in, you can get five people in.
So this is essentially an objection to, you know, sort of on a global level about Teichel Dibur, how to understand Teichel Dibur. It's not just about Nazir's situation.
Correct. Right. The Reno Thomas and Baba Kama in regards to Edus. The Edim, which are Teichel Dibur of each other, become one, considered one set of Edus. Not Teichel Dibur, they're disparate Edus. So he says, you have the same idea over there. Now, I want to correct something. I think the subject of the Rishonim over here for now is that the Shir of Teichel Dibur is Shalom Alecha Rabbi. So it's three people, and now we've added the fourth. Shalom Alecha Rabbi is three, and then we're saying, and you have the time to say the word Vani after that. So now you get four people in. Tanya Mihalki. Bryce says like this: Mishamar any nozer b'shamach chaver b'shok tekel diber v'omer vani, who also b'chaver mutter. V'kama kadei shilas shalom talmud the rab. So this would be like Reish Lakish, not like Rebbe. This Bryce says like Reish Lakish that you have to get in tekel diber. If you'd wait tekel diber and then say vani, it'd be too late. Okay. Let's see if we can prove this point of Reish Lakish from our Mishnah. So Mishnah says that Reuben says Reini Nozer, but then Shimon says Vani, and then Levi says Vani. So it's that there's a limit to how far you can go. Okay, that. So, but to keep going vani afterwards four times doesn't work. Now Tosis over here is going to ask the kasha. We'll see. Tosis says Karish Lakish also still doesn't work because it should be three. Reuben says it, and then Shimon says, and then Levi says, and then Yehuda says, you should be able to get three people in. Shalom Lecha Rabbi, three people should get in. And only says two. So, Tosis and the Rosh basically said that Teichel Dibur is posh. I mean, once you say Vani, Vani, if you say Vani once, that means that there's no Teichel Dibur. It has to be immediate. Once you say two, so we understand that you don't need immediate. So the next rule is Teichel Dibur. So we understand that even though it didn't say Vani, 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 there's no difference. But according to Rebbe, that it's there, that even after Teichel Dibur also works, that you need to tell me. So the fact that Mishnah says Vani, Vani, that the more is a raya to Reish Lakish. So the more says no. Tana ki roichla lechoshev alezel. Is the Tana like a salesman that he keeps saying over everything that he's selling? He goes and goes and goes. No, that's not true. So that's not. It could be the Tana meant vani, but he's not interested in telling me all the details. So Mor says, well, if that's true, just say what do I need, and that's it. So if you're telling me that the Tana just says, even though there's a chiddush in four vanis, but that's the way the derech of the Tana is to write vani vani, and you can figure out the rest. So similarly, over here also, so just say one vani, and I'll figure out the rest. So the Mor says, "Hachinami or Einachinami." Lishmin and Hachi, the Bach puts in. So Hachinami, you're right. I could have said that. Mishum Tani Sefer Hutter Harishin Hutter Kulon Hutter Achron Achron Mutter Kulon Asurim. They call the Ikem Soi. It wanted to have at least three people to be able to say that the point of the Mishnah that your matter, the last one, it only affects him and not the ones before him. So Hutra Kulon, all of them. So if we just say Vani once, so you would have to say Hutra Akron, he's Mutter, and the Rishon is Osir. I want to tell you that not only is the Rishon Osir, but the fellow in the middle is Osir. So I need to say at least two Vanis.
Why do you need the Amsoi? You're saying, well, because the Sefer wrote the Amsoi case. Okay, but what?
No, so you have to say that whatever the Kiddush of the Mishnah is, that the het of the last one doesn't affect the ones before him. If I just tell you that when there's only two people, so I see that the heter of a matvis doesn't affect the original neuder. I need to tell you that the heter of the matvis doesn't affect the other matvis.
Isn't that a
pasuk? Well, that's not the, what's the chiddush of the sefer. Say whatever the chiddush of the sefer is, the chiddush of the sefer is in the din of hatfasa.
I would have thought that the chiddush is that the hutter rishon, hutter achron, and they're just, I don't know, being, you know, parallel. But I guess the Gemara is going to talk about what the chiddush is.
No, the Gemara does not do us a favor in saying what the chiddush is. The Pasht is, if the Chiddush is only in the Reisha and there's no need for the Sefer, most cases you say that you turn a Reisha Agav Sefer, you very rarely do have a ton of Sefer Agav Reisha. If the Chiddush is only in the Reisha and the Reisha is done, so why are we saying anymore? We need to say the Sefer, so we say the Reisha to create the background for the Sefer. But vice versa, is not, that usually doesn't go. Now the maskana, not like Reish Lakish, that you learn that each one is matis and the one before him, so then the sefer is bechiddush, or not bechiddush, but it's a chiddush. So let's say, for argument's sake, that there have been multiple people. If once you hold the chad bechavrei matis, this can go on forever. So If then let's say the Msoi is Matur, so then the everybody after Mizoz becomes Mutur. So I said also the same to Medaik, that since he's the last one, therefore he doesn't affect anybody else. But had he been the middle one, he would affect somebody else. Reish Lakish doesn't assume like that, but the more is going to come out, the more is being a Bryce, so that's the din. Each one is not being matzvus to Rishon, he's matzvus to the one before him. So then there is a chiddush in the sefer.
I understand. Why isn't writing the Amsoi case sufficient? I still understand why you need to teach if the acharon is the matter, the acharon, and everything before remains the same.
For the diuk. But had you been matter them soy, everybody else is not the same.
Okay.
In other words, but the afkiv, since he's the acharon, then only he becomes mutter. But had he been them soy, the other people would be also. So the mission, the point of the mission in the sefer is the medayik them soy affects other people. So, but assuming that they're totally back in the Rishon, so then the Chard is no Chiddush in the Zeva. Okay, Zok the Rosh. Back of Chav from a base.
You were saying. Saying this.
I'm sorry, I don't hear what you said.
What is this you were saying just now about tomorrow?
The more it has a shiloh, is each person each vani connecting to the person before them, or going back to the first person? Reuben says I'm a nazir, then Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda all say vani. Are they all saying I want to be like Reuben, or Reuben saying I want to be a nazir, Shimon saying vani, then Levi says vani? Levi means I want to be like you, Shimon, and Yehuda says vani. He says I want to be like you, Levi. So if you're matter Reuben, everything falls apart. What about if Levi's matter his netter? What's Yehuda's status? So if Yehuda's connecting back to Reuben, so I don't care what happened to Levi, Yehuda's still a nazir. If Yehuda's vani means I want to be like Levi, and you're matter Levi, so then Yehuda's not a nazir anymore. So that's the more Shiloh the more is going to present. So it makes a nafkamina on how to learn the Mishnah, what the chiddush of the seifa and the Mishnah is. We'll see in the next piece of Gemara. Zok the Rosh, Vushatov Sotoch the Dibur, the Haido Shalom Alech Rabbi, Kedem Farish, Kedem Shilas Talmud, Shem Gimel Tevis. The Morba Bakama said it's four words, so that the Rishon Rabbah is able to question. So the first three people can connect back to Reuven. So, if and assuming the scenario is each one said vani in succession, the fourth person is too late. If right then the Rebbe came by and the Talmud would greet the Rebbe, he wouldn't be able to matter back into Reuven. So immediately after Tech the Dibur also is called Tech the Dibur. If the getter of the halacha to the deeper is that we look at that as if there's no, that's not a time lapse yet, so it's like I'm saying immediately after Reuben said Vahareni Nazir, so the same way we don't understand without the Teichah Dibur. If I'd say it immediately afterwards, we'll say it's too late. There's time lapse. There's a millisecond. A millisecond is irrelevant. So the 1 second it takes to say Vani, the 1 second that takes to say Shalom Harabi is not significant to the law. It's like I said Vani immediately after you. So Teichah Dibur, immediately after the Dibur is also called good enough. Tanya Mihaki Ray, Mishama Ray Nozer, Shama Khaber, Vashok the Deber, who also Khaber Mutter, Alma Kiman the Shok the Deber, Alma Shama Vani, Samok the Deber, Lamar Klum, Rachmatek the Deber. That's the only way it works like that, which is like it should be Kiresh Lokish, not Kanal. It's supposed to be a Rashi, not a Nun. Okay. Let me say yeah. Or ani ani v'suloi amdur vi eno yochel lahatvis. So it doesn't say ani four times. It's not, the fourth one is too late. Kimichu arka the deeper. Minaloi toni dalad vani. So the rush I. So kandish lakish the three vanis. Mishlakish lo itzur lemisni gimel. The mils of the pshita the tech the deeper kadeeper dummy. That's a well known fact. Kim lashvin the bays matvisim. Two people can be matvis in the be'echad in the original one. Umutarin b'hatarosa b'hatarosoi, and they become mutter when he becomes mutter. Well, you didn't. The who didn't gimel? Of Yehuda Nasiya, Havilah the Misni Dalit. Lashin the matvisim samach v'dibur k'tech v'dibur dami. Four is the Kiddush, three is not a Kiddush. Kiruch lo lech kosher v'lezel. So it's not a derech of the Tanakh to say multiple times. Feel we have Tony Dalit. Wow, the Russian introduces it over here already. I feel the Tony Dal Shemina Mine, the Somuk the Debra Kadibra Dummy. The Sirla the Tana the Season the Khad Bakabri Matvis Beleberishan. The Kiman the Lanafkilon Midi Mine Loitoni Le. So I can't prove Baklal the even if it was said four, I would not necessarily know what the Tana is saying. Is he saying that everybody's being mounted back in the Rishon and after the Kedibra is Kedibra Dami? We're saying each one being mounted is the one before them, and then there's no Kiddush at all, therefore there's no reason to say four. Well, that's why the Tana. So the Tana didn't. Then the Tana said, look, you know, I get it. Vani, vani, that's all you need. So Morris says, well, if that's true, Parakim and the Lord Mashinim, Mine Midi, well, they see Elachad. So Mishum the Tani say from a cloud ike I'm sorry Mishumach Tani Bani Bani. Bim Tamer Balad Listi Ella Chad. So just write Reuben and Shimon. We say Balisti Hutter Harishan, Hutter Habez, Hutter Habez, La Hutter Aleph. And don't be Madai the middle fellow. Like, why do you need a middle fellow? Okay. Yesha Dunokar Akron, the Medek Akron, Hutuleka Bahadei Akrina. Al Masoy, the Ika Basrei Akrina, Mishri, Oisoy Shakrov, the Cholchad Bechabri Mitvis. So good for the reason why the Mishnah said three at least had a middle case is to be mechadish a diak from the sefer that them saw it would affect other people. Okay. Zodim Mora, Ibor Luhu, Chad Bechabri Matvis, Adilma Bechama Mitvisi. Are they each one connecting to the one immediately prior to them, or are they going back? Oh, each one's going back to the original. My nafkamino, how long can you go? Yemret chad bechavri mitvis, so mitvisin beoslin loelam. It can go forever, but we yemret bekama mitvisi. So then, Rish Lakish, they would be true. You only get three people or four people, but not more. Samai, Toshma. Rishon knows that Rishon Chaver Bamer Vani Vani Our Mishnah. It was Shulamini and it stops. So Shemamino Bekama Huda Mitvisi. If, like you're contemplating, that each one's connected to one prior to them, so this could go on forever. Listi tuva vani, write vani multiple times. So my answer is Tana ki ruchla lechosher v'lezel. The derech of Tana is not. Is he like a salesman to keep repeating over everything that he has? Okay. Then the Mishnah says, "Listen, Chad, Mishmin and Kuloin." Just say one time by me, and I'll figure it out. I need Ktani Hutter Rishon Hutter Kulan Hutter Achron Achron Mutter Kulan Asurin Mitlal the Ikem Soi Mishmachik Ktani by me Vani. Since we need a middle person, so therefore we say by me Vani. Toshma Hutter Rishon Hutter Kulan. So let's be medayik. Rishon huda sharu. This halacha that one person is matter everybody else is only true by the rishon. But if you say but somebody in the middle doesn't affect anybody else. Shemino bekama mitvisin. So we see that everybody's connecting back into the first one. Mor says no. Emelucho, I can tell you. Each one's connected to the one prior to them. So that's still true that if you're mat to the Rishon, so the second one is dependent on the first one. The third one is dependent on the second one. The fourth one is dependent on the third one. Once the first one's gone, everybody's gone. So that thing is true. But the misni hutra kulon. But the point in time wants to tell me that everybody becomes mutter. That's only true by the rishon. Ditarem soi ikir rishon the loy mishteri shemachik tani rishon. So it wants to tell me a kiddush or a point at least that the heter of the rishon affects everybody. That's only true by the rishon. Okay. So Morris says, well, let's say Toshma from the other direction. Hutu Achron. Achron, Mutu Bekulin Asurim. Now Tosfos adds into the Gemara. Akron who the lekach kriyin basrei. Really, each one is matzus in the one before them. So the diak is the last one has nobody after him, only he's mutter. But them soyer or somebody after him, not only is the person himself mutter, but the people after him are also mutter. I'm sorry, the ikah achrin abasrei. Mystery. Shramino achad b'chari matvis. So you see that by the case of them soy, that the achroinim are totally the ones immediately prior to them. So once the middle one's mutter, everybody after him becomes mutter. So Marzalalim l'chah b'kama mitvisin. My achron, the tani, em soy. Vaitanarishan, tani achron. So achron doesn't mean the last one, achron means a later one, like in the last week's parsha. Right, you should, if they listen to the kolos Rishon, they listen to the kolos Achron. If they don't listen to the kolos Achron, then they'll listen to the kolos Achron. Well, if Achron means last one, so what does that middle sentence mean? So Achron doesn't mean the last; it means a later one. There's a mice with some story for that. They said what they said to him, "There's no more third. There can't be a third bias." He says, "Go ye that color of bias Rishon mean Achron mean a Rishon." There's a nevuah that the bias Shana will be greater. Than the because it's actually larger, etc. It says Achron, that's the last one. So there's no more bias shlishi. So he said, no, the word Achron doesn't mean the last one, it means the later one. And he brings a raya from the Parsha Shmois. So the word Achron doesn't have to mean the last one. Okay.